USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After commuting Roger Stone's prison sentence, President Trump says most Americans are happy that Stone's a free man. Stone was convicted for lying to Congress, obstruction, and witness tampering, and was to start serving 40 months in prison this week until the president commuted his sentence on Friday. He says that his longtime friend and confidant was not treated fairly by the courts. But Democrats and at least a few Republican lawmakers say the president has abused his power. Much of the Southwest has been baking, with Arizona hitting highs of over 115 degrees yesterday, and Texas, well, so far it's been relatively cool at about 100 degrees yesterday. This Dallas mom says,
"We've been inside so much with the quarantine that it's nice to get out, even if it is 100 degrees.
The heat wave is expected to start upping temperatures in Texas and other southeastern states this week, and this is USA Radio News.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and shipped to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid in filtration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
Louisiana, one of the states that are seeing surges in new coronavirus cases and deaths. And now the governor, John Bel Edwards, has issued a new order.
Masks are now mandated statewide for everyone age 8 and older, unless they have a major health condition that makes it difficult to wear a mask.
Meanwhile, bar owners in Arizona are suing Governor Doug Ducey over his coronavirus shutdown order. The 26 bar owners from several cities around the state signed onto the lawsuit claiming that the order is unconstitutional. His order issued in late June shuts down bars as well as theaters, water parks, and gyms for 30 days. And a statement from Ducey's office asserts the measure is in keeping with the best information available from public health officials. Reports are the Washington Redskins will announce a nickname change within the next day or two. Some consider it offensive to Native Americans. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Two police officers are dead in Texas after a domestic disturbance turned into an ambush. The chief of the McAllen Police Department saying the officers killed yesterday didn't have a chance to protect themselves. The two were shot while responding to the domestic violence call, and police say the suspect met the officers at the door and shot them. The suspect then died by suicide, they say, after police confronted him. The Democratic-controlled House passed a police reform bill last month after the death of George Floyd in Minnesota. However, it's been stalled in the Republican-led Senate, where the GOP has a reform bill of its own that Dems say doesn't go far enough. In the weekly address, Democratic Virginia Congressman Donald McEachin said Americans want bipartisan action to fight what he calls an epidemic of police brutality and racial injustice. And he says the nation's response to the pandemic has only turned up evidence of that injustice.
Never have the deadly and insidious effects of systematic racism been clearer than the past few months as we've all weathered a pandemic that has disproportionately assailed and killed black and brown people.
And people are buzzing about the fact that President Trump did finally put on a mask on Saturday in public, the president wearing it while touring the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center just outside the nation's capital. It was the first time he's been seen wearing one in public. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.